side A, you're asking for assistance. You want to see the assistance. You know it's you can have that assistance. You think about that assistance, and you feel the assistance. You're doing those all the time. You're seeing it, you're knowing it, you're thinking it, you're feeling it, all at the same time. It's one action. When you're asking for assistance, when I ask Christ for assistance, I don't say, Christ, whenever you get some time, you know, come over here and help me with this. Because Christ doesn't know any time in no space. He's right here, right now, all the time. All the space. He's here. You see? So when I'm asking him, I'm seeing him now, I know he's here now, I think he's here now, I feel him here now, now I have my assistance. You see? But if any of these have a drag upon the other, that slows down the process of assistance. Telling you how to work with assistance in mind. When you go to these areas of mind, you see yourself in that area of mind, know you're there, think you're there, and feel you're there. See? Whatever area of mind you're going to, you see yourself there, know you're there, think you're there, feel you're there. Now there is different kinds of strata, thought strata in the mind. And I noticed this more and more as I did readings for different type of people in that, the different strata of mind. Some minds are working upon vortex structures, where they have whirling vortexes of different types of energy, and they mix these whirling vortexes together to get different results from their mind. These are usually artists and things like that. They have a whirling pool of this kind of consciousness or energy, and so on and so forth, this color and colors, and then they mix those all together. The alchemy of that whirls together as another color or a scene, something like that. So they have vortex strata. And those are like whirlwinds or like spirals or like vortexes. So some people have some vortexes and they have other things in their mind too as well. There are the cloud-like accumulation of mind. It's like in the atmosphere of mind, all of a sudden this idea starts forming. That's the cloud-like effect of it. See what I'm saying? It starts just like the cloud forms in the sky, the thought forms in the mind. It comes out of the atmosphere of mind, out of the film of the mind, and creates a cloud-like effect in the mind strata. And this can be seen. When you start seeing how people think, some of them got whirling pools, and they take this whirling vortex and they put it up and tap into a pool and draw that energy down into their individual mind, you see. Others accumulate it out of the atmosphere. Others use lines of light going into particular areas or to particular individuals. And wherever that vital light touches, the mind is touching there. Are you getting this? Everybody getting going through? They send the lines out, or you accumulate through the cloud-like effect, or you cause the vortex and draw it into the vortex, become a magnetic center or electric center, sending it out or drawing it in. You see what I'm saying? This power something. Then you have the thought forms. These come as concrete thought forms. And that may be accumulation of using lines and vortexes and cloud-like structures. Create a thought form. It'll have a definite form. It'll form a picture. You see? If a fellow's thinking about a big white house, now all of you got a picture of a big white house in your mind. It's not detailed because we haven't detailed it. But there's a basic thought form there of a big white house. You see? Now if we say a big white house with awnings over all the windows. Now look, did you see how the thought form changed? You got awnings over the windows. Okay, and it has a walk going up to the big white house. And that walk goes up some stairs to go onto a porch that's on the front of this big white house. Now you're starting to see it? See it? See the big windows there on the porch and the doors? You're starting to get it before I'm giving it to you. Huh? You see me going inside the hallway? I'm going inside. See me going to the big white house? See, I'm working with the thought form, the big white house. Now erase it. There's nothing there now. See, the big white house is gone. Oh, did it come back? See that? Someone made that thought form again. So now we all get to look at that again. See? And see, some of us create these thought forms, and then we go into meditation, and what do? We meet our thought form, preconditioned. Don't precondition anything. You see? You know, notice how we built on that thought form there? See all the dogs running around the house now? See, there's a little outhouse next to that house. You see that? Spring back there. Down there. Big front yard. There's a barn down by the house. Boy, I've got it all right there. The picture is still there, you see. And that's a thought form. Now, you notice how it came in. It just accumulated cloud-like. Might have shot it. Okay, let's shoot something into the front yard like a rake. There's a tree. See that? Did you see that? So you're all laughing, but see how that works? That works? Now let's whirl a person in a little vortex. There's a person walking, a mailman walking up the walk. See that? You just whirl right in there. See what I'm talking about? You have all these different effects in mind. This is only a few. I'm just giving you a few. There are many, many different effects in mind. These are some of the, just a few that we work with. See? Now we erase that. Okay. And we see Waikiki Beach. Oh no, see that? How about a white polar bear? See that? Are you still stuck on the house? Whoops! A white polar bear on the front porch of the house. On Waikiki Beach. Boy, we really got all those thought forms together, didn't we? But that's how you work with the building up thought form in that. And when you're talking to somebody, you're making those thought forms before you say something. If you're going to talk about something, you make a picture of it before you say it. And then you describe what your picture is. Even if it's an abstract thought, it has an abstract picture. It has an abstract thought form. So in the powers of your mind, start working with the powers of your mind now. See? And what levels of mind are you on? Whatever your point of view is will be at what level of mind you're coming from too. Each level gets more and more expansive, as more and more application is freer, is clearer. Okay. Any questions? About mine.
Subconscious mind is awareness as
the subconscious mind is awareness as focus. To see it has particular patterns, those are focused. When you got a habit pattern, it becomes focused. You see, focus pattern. See, focus. First level of mind deals with direction. The second focus. The third gives awareness. As witness, the next one is merging, the next is death, the next is perception, the next is unity, the next is the being, then of substance, of energy, of light, of the Mother, Father, God. Now, the awareness is given by the Mother, Father, God is love. The awareness has love, because wherever Mother, Father, God is coming together, that's love. And then the one without a second, a pure mind, gives awareness as life, because life is pure, and what we write upon the page of life is we're the pen that's doing the writing. You see? So life is given to everything freely, purely, and then it accumulates various vibrations, and then that vibration forms that life stream. Any other questions about mind? Next week we're going to talk more in consciousness, and we're going to be talking about the cosmic principles. This area of consciousness is called God individualized, and so we're teaching you how to bring that God individualized power into your own life. You see, He holds all things informed by His image of them. You see, so we're held informed by God's image of us. He has to imagine you. You see? He has to image you. And He re-images you every moment. He's re-imaging you. Every impulse of your life is being re-imaged by God. See? Through Christ, the sustaining force. Light energy. Through the Mother Father, it's light energy. I mean, the sustaining force and then we know how it works, and it's where the Buddha mind, how it works, and then how it works in the other, as we bring it into even denser and denser levels of consciousness.
Good.
No more questions? What time is it? 10 minutes to nine? 9 o'clock exactly. Okay, let's take our break and then we'll come back and do our meditation.